Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking, and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way. To clear the blocks to being into your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this space. I can support you to create a space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result from our work, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com, and we can create a program to assist you. So, this is June, and all month long, we are going to be discussing our soul purpose. So, we're going to be doing readings. This is June 2nd, and we're doing live readings tonight. So, give us a call at 248-545-7685. And we're discussing how your soul purpose is connected to self-love and being authentic. We have our first caller, which is Daria from Toronto. Hi, Daria.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm going through a lot of transition right now, letting go of a lot of things that are no longer serving me and welcoming the new. And I'm trying to focus on, or what I need to focus on for the next little while in order to, I guess, you know, bring income for me with regards to my creativity.
Okay.
There's so many projects I have on the go, and I find that my energies are scattered.
Yeah.
So I'm taking a step back and reassessing everything and seeing what feels right, what doesn't feel right, and I wanted to get a little bit of help with that.
So. Great. Okay. So give me some of the options that you're looking at.
Okay, well, by nature, I'm an illustrator, a painter, a graphic designer, but most recently, I've been really gravitating to writing.
Nice.
And doing a lot of writing, started my own blog, and these are usually things that are, you know, close to me, talking about, you know, my own personal spiritual experiences.
Nice.
Things like that, and how it relates to creativity and bringing creativity into my life, and also experiences or conversations that I've had with other people.
Right.
So yeah, I'm just, that's what's going on right now. So it's like a bit of everything. Like for example, I'm working on a digital painting, you know, and then I jump to an article I'm writing on, and then I jump to something else I'm writing on, and it's
right.
I feel scattered all over the place. And the other part of me also wants to be really involved in community as an arts-based facilitator. So, yeah, I'm trying not to shoot myself in the foot. but yeah, I guess what's the most important thing I need to focus on right now?
Okay. You know? All right. Well, I would like to say a couple things. First of all, you know, give me a call because we're both in Toronto and I have an idea of something we could maybe possibly work on together. But creativity is probably the closest area that we all are moving towards. And that's because that is what our heart craves. It's the expression of our heart. And whether we do it through, you know, media, whether we do it through the radio, whether we do it through writing, whether we do it through art, it is our way to start expressing our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that part of you is very clear. That part of you, you know, it may not be bringing in the money right now, but that part of you is the area that you want to continue to embrace and to let unfold and to move you forward. The blog idea is great, Blogging, however, doesn't necessarily allow you to move into an income. But what you can do with those blogs is that as they develop and build, you can add to them and create, you know, something like a workbook or a book to allow others to start accessing that creative aspect, because that is hugely important, one, in talking about what I'm talking about this month, which is soul purpose, and also to assist us to connect with our with ourselves, with self-love and being authentic, because it really all comes together, because you need to be in your heart. You need to be in that space. I mean, there are three different ways to connect with your soul, but your heart is the space that brings you joy and love and is the first connection with that aspect. So that creative part of you, you know, is really the part of your soul that enjoys life. It's that part that always wants to be embraced and expressed. And so I would work towards creating something that you could sell online that will allow you, you know, to have a little bit of passive income, something that you don't always have to, you know, be right there and responsible for. And I would add in some of your art, and I would add in some of your techniques that you do so that you can allow this to happen, because the market, everything is changing so quickly and so dramatically. And yet, you know, we're right on the time, and it's just such an incredibly important time. So I would, you know, continue with your passion, which is your creativity. And as you channel it in different areas, then allow that to express itself in a way that is, I would put it together as an ebook, or as, you know, from an ebook to a real book, and look at that as a possibility.
Yeah. Okay.
How does that feel? Okay.
Well, it feels great.
But you're getting the worry part, right?
Well, it's just, I feel like there's just so much going on in my day already on top of being a mom 24/7. And I think that's what I've struggled with the most, because last year was a very difficult year and I really lost myself. And I made a promise to get myself back and start loving myself more, which part of it means getting involved in my creativity and just go with it and trust it, but also taking care of my body and getting sleep and you know, some days just, you know, maybe not doing anything and just getting rest, whereas before I never did that. I was just so driven that I drove myself into the ground.
Right, and that's so hugely important. It's hugely important to make sure that you nurture you and get that rest. So, because you're, with everything in your schedule, your time is limited and you need to make sure that you are being taken care of. So you're doing everything right. Like, I feel really great things about to emerge for you.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
I do.
I do.
And I think it's
taken a while over the last few months. I've been at it. I've been networking. I've totally embraced social media, but I've also gone into it with the intention of meeting the most amazing, supportive, helpful people. And I really have. And I've been getting a lot of feedback about my artwork so far. So that's been good.
Right. Yeah. And you will do continue. You will continue to do quite well. And, you know, I'm really excited for you because I know that there's a lot of stuff that's flowing and changing. So just stay with it. Trust, have faith, take care of yourself more than anything, and let things happen. But do connect with me again, because there are some possibilities that we can create together.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great.
All right. Okay. Well, you have a great evening, and definitely get in touch with me.
Okay. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate
your call.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Okay. So, you know, the question about soul purpose that we'll ask is, you know, are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? And this is really where a lot of us are spending most of our time. And in times like this, we need to find that heart's way to clear the blocks to being in our hearts where we can listen to our intuition and express our soul purpose. This will assist us to gain clarity, step into our power, and lead from this space. When you know your reason for being, things start to line up and life starts to become easier. We have our next caller, which is Esther from Illinois. Hi, Esther.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
My question is, I have the same problem. There's a lot of things that continue to go on in my head, and I can't clear the block because I know I want this particular job that I applied for, which is a producer position, and I know I want the reporter's position. And I also have to do, both of them have to do with me getting my house. Once I get that, I can get the house. So how do I clear myself so I can know which job it is that is coming?
Okay. Where are you right now? Like, what are you doing right now?
Okay. I just applied for a job for a reporter position and
okay.
for a producer. I just applied for both of those a week ago.
Okay.
And I had a job that I was working, but it was stressing me out because it was a sales job. And it stressed me out so much that I couldn't get it together. So
okay.
I did leave that job. But I do know that I'll get the – I used to be worked for ABC for like 20-some years.
Okay.
But when I moved here, I did freelancing.
Right.
So now I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see if they'll call me back.
Okay. And I'm feeling more the producer job, but if, it's really about what you are starting to become passionate about and where you would like to move that energy. I think, the more you focus on what it is, and I see that you have been doing a lot of work and you are definitely getting clear about, the areas you want to move into. And you're also, realigning yourself with something that you've enjoyed in the past. In the past, what was the specific roles that you've been in with regards to your 27 years with BC?
Yes, I've been in the back part, in the production, producing.
Okay.
I've been doing all of that. I did a lot of
okay. that. Okay, perfect. That's where your experience is, and that's what I feel they're likely more interested in. But if
okay.
you really want the reporter-type job, then you'll really have to promote yourself in a very different way and a very creative way to allow them to see that this is something that you would like. But I do believe that it definitely feels like you're coming into alignment with one of these jobs. And my feeling is it's likely the producer, but if you really, maybe what will happen is that you get into the producer and then you start showing them what you want to build. But yeah, I think that's likely how it's going to start.
I do,
because I think
the producer, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
My that's okay.
position is the radio, which is really what I really want to do because I do love producing. But the other thing is, and I do have to, I want to get this question in before, and you're right on target. My house that I want, my house, everything that I think basically I'm pretty afraid that I won't get into my house because I take care of my sister. And she has Crohn's disease, so she's getting out of the hospital in a week or two. So it's me that's really, it's my emotionally concern that I have that overpowers the other part where I can't focus. That's where I'm
okay. Now. Okay, well that... That's just because you're overextending yourself and you need to take a little bit more time for yourself and get really clear about what it is that you're enjoying and where it is that you're wanting to go. But I think as things sort of fall into place, everything will move in the direction you're wanting. I don't
okay.
see any problems.
Perfect. Can one more question before I go, and I know you had other callers, but I have this vitamin that one of the drug Mark, it's called Mark's Drugs. He's a very good pharmacist. And I had some problems with my serotonin levels off. And the product was is for meals to bring up your serotonin levels. It's a vitamin. And it helped me to balance my body back out and start me to work where I can work out and lose the weight that I have. Would that be a good way to go with that?
You know what? I need to go on break right now. Why don't you stay on the line? Because I'd like to address that a little bit differently because it's a completely different direction. So stay on the line. It won't be a long answer, but I want to address that a little bit differently, okay?
Thank
so we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. Interviews with Kimmy Rose.
Hey, this is Kimberly Rose.
And this is Kevin Myers with Interviews.
We're excited to bring to you some of the greatest authors, speakers in the areas of mind, body, and spirit. And also, we'll be connecting with you.
So join us Thursday evenings from 9 to 11, that's Eastern Time, for Interviews. Join us. Tune in and call in.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com. Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally, to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy by helping you to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, true self and restoring balance. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m., The Sky Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. This is a live call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And this is June, and all month long we are doing readings on our soul purpose. And tonight we're talking about soul purpose is how it's connected to self-love and being authentic. I still have Esther on the line, I hope. And Esther, you had a question about taking a vitamin that has serotonin in it. Serotonin, obviously, I'm sure you know what serotonin does, which is sort of your happy drug. And I actually don't recommend taking a serotonin substitute only because serotonin is something that you can create within yourself. And I know possibly in this past little while, you haven't had an opportunity to raise your own levels of serotonin, but, you know, getting outside and getting some physical activity, taking the time for you, taking some time to meditate, and specifically, you know, working on your heart and opening your heart and allowing joy to come through, taking activities that bring you joy, those are the things that bring in your serotonin and increase your serotonin levels. And that is what I would recommend versus getting your body to take a substitute of serotonin where it may stop producing it within yourself, and then that leads to depression and more depression. So you don't actually want to necessarily take something that will push you into that state. You want to actually try and do that as healthily as possible. And, you know, it really is easier than you think.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect. You say no more. I know what to do. I will go work
right
out, and I will do it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So we are talking about soul purpose and how self-love and being authentic can assist us with our soul purpose. We have Terrier from Michigan on the line.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good.
Well, basically, I have a little relationship problem.
Okay.
Like, lately, like, my girlfriend's been kind of moody at me, you know, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I guess because she's leaving this month to go to, like, her boot camp, and she's just been, like, going off on me, very moody, and, like, I'm basically trying to find out would it be smart for me to, because she wants me to wait, but at the same time, I do want to wait, but I don't know what she's gonna do while she's out there in boot camp, like. And, like, basically I was going to find out, would it be good, should I wait or not?
Okay. Well, I'm not feeling that she's going to be doing anything too dramatic at boot camp other than, you know, she's working on herself. And her anxiety is more around just some of the things that are going on around her. And the energies have been really strange in this past few weeks. And I just give her a break at this point. And yes, you know, waiting, just give a break right now. She needs time to figure some stuff out. And, you know, this time that when she goes to boot camp will allow her to have a lot of time on her own to start really addressing what she needs. When she comes back, she'll be much clearer as to what it is that she's wanting, and she'll be able to communicate it better as well. You know, the things that she wants is just somebody to listen instead of necessarily trying to help her. Just sort of, you know, be there supporting her and listening to her. But, you know, it's all good. It's it just give her some space. Let her do her thing. How long is she going for?
She leaves this one for 2 months. She goes to Chicago.
Wow, that's a big boot camp.
Yeah.
But you know, she apparently she needs it, and you know, in that time, you know, things will be clear. You'll hear from her, and you know, give her the space.
Yeah.
If you needed that time, she would do the same for you.
Right. Like, at the same time, lately, we've both been, like, very argumentative with each other, like, this past month. And, like, I was tempted to say some stuff to her that I don't really mean, very mean stuff. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, like, push her away. Yeah, but... I don't know.
Well, that's because you're both scared right now, because you're both not knowing what's going to happen. And so because you're both in the same place, that's why you're feeling that way. So, you know, just be really open and honest with her. But, you know, at the same time, give her the space. But, you know, try and clear things up before she goes away. Try and be really there for her and listen to her and, you know, ask of the same of her, so that she understands that you're feeling, you know, anxious and worried, and, you know, listen to what she has to say, because she's got it kind of together. She's kind of doing what she needs to straighten her life out. And this is, you know, this is a big deal.
Right.
But because you're both afraid right now, it's creating, you know, the tension and the pushing away, and that's not what either of you want. So, you know, take some time, talk together, and let things sort of work itself out.
Okay?
And let me know what happens.
I would definitely will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. So this is Intuitive Soul. It is June 2nd. We're talking about the soul purpose and, you know, how self-love and being authentic is connected to this. So self-love through authenticity. As a child, if you look deep enough in your heart, what we all seek is to be loved and accepted for who we are. Unfortunately, many of us are convinced that who we are is not good enough. As a result, from our childhood forward, we've not been authentic. We try to be someone we think everyone will love. Authenticity is the freedom to remember who you are by loving ourselves and accepting ourselves as we are. When you can uncover this love within you, you won't be bound by what others think and feel, and you can express who you've always been. You know, being authentic is that space where, you know, it becomes very important right now, in that we've learned to wear masks and hide our true emotions. We deny our true emotions. We deny anger and frustration. You know, there's a lot of people out there that talk about, you know, just put on a smile and forget about your worries and they'll just go away. There's a lot of stuff out there about attraction, law of attraction, and, you know, how we create our reality. But the truth is, you know, we need to be authentic. We need to know, instead of just pretending to wear that happy smile, pretending and denying our true emotions, you know, just so that we can be good people and do the right things. We've gotten so good at it, you know, we wear a fake smile to the world when a lot of us are crying inside, but we don't realize it. And we don't realize that, you know, people can sometimes feel through them. So it isn't helping our being to deny the anger, the frustration, the sadness, or the grief. And it isn't helping to hide behind a fake smile. And we actually can be doing damage to our ability to be honest and real. And so being authentic is an incredibly important time around this period. And so I really encourage you all to look at how you can be authentic. So we're going to go to break now. Do give us a call at 248 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Alan Thom.
Put your hands on either side of his face. Maybe sit on his lap. That might get his attention. And say, honey, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to hurt me, but you're hurting me so much that I don't want to come home anymore.
Hi, it's Thom Forse. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is to master a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships from a relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show where I answer your questions each week, live at 248-545-7685. And tonight, we are discussing soul purpose as it's connected to self-love and being authentic. So do give us a call. It is a live call-in show, and it is June 2nd, 248-545-7685. So before the break, we were talking about being authentic and how important it is, because a lot of people out there are talking about, you know, controlling your thoughts and changing and shifting your thoughts to be more positive. And absolutely, we need to look at our reactions and we need to look at the emotional responses we have when we are in a place of sadness or anger or frustration or worrying all the time. We do need to be aware of what it is that's creating those emotions, what beliefs we have, what we're worrying about. They are very authentic emotions, and they are something that we need to embrace and understand. We need to not push them away and hide them or deny them, but we also need to understand where they're coming from. So it isn't beneficial to dwell on the pain, and it isn't beneficial to fake your way to happiness, because it isn't real. Being authentic is acknowledging you as having a right to express what you feel at any given moment, instead of denying your emotions or pretending they don't exist. But our authentic state is also one of love. To get there, you must become aware of your beliefs, fears, thoughts, expectations, and anxieties that you identify with, so that you can heal, so that you can find your stillness and hear the gentle guidance of your soul, which is really what we're talking about. This is why we are moving into this direction, why we are all needing to find that place that expresses our soul and our soul purpose. You know, our soul purpose has more to do with expressing a quality that resonates with us, whether that be passion or magic or joy. You know, finding that expression that we used to naturally follow into when we were children, and that expression that we, when we were doing something we really loved, would bring into us, and allowing that to be what expresses us. And that is our most authentic state. That is, you know, underneath all of the pain and the sadness and the anger, because those are really often, they are just smoke screens to protect what we feel is so fragile and vulnerable, which is our soul and that pure essence of who we are. Because when we were children, we had no control over what happened, and we had no control into how we would respond and react. So when things happened when we were younger, we were able to, you know, have our temper tantrum, and we were able to, you know, do something that wouldn't necessarily take a long time. You know, it usually was pretty quick. And then we were back into that space of joy, back into that heart space. And then as we got older, we learned to hold on to these feelings longer and longer and longer. And sometimes we can get completely stuck in them. And these are the things that we need to identify. So we need to look at ourselves when we are in these places and try and understand what has been triggered, what is the reaction that we're going through. So often as children, we, you know, the beliefs, fears, thoughts, expectations, and anxieties, they would play out through us. Yet we were constant, like now we're constantly trying to seek approval from others instead of, you know, being authentic. We are always just really pushing ourselves. So that's kind of where we're at. And I do encourage us to start looking at that. We do have a couple callers on the line, and we have Josh from Illinois. Hi, Josh.
How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I had a question. I'm starting up my business, which is called Main Entertainment, mm-hmm. and basically is giving back to independent music artists who don't have the exposure to get out here with everybody that's with the big name and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering on Will it be basically successful if I plan it right?
You know, I feel really positive about it. It's a big adventure, and it's definitely something that you are passionate about and excited about. And I would encourage you to connect up with, you know, one of the things we like to do is we like to try and do everything on our own. And I get for this one that you need to bring, you know, a few other people into the mix, not necessarily as partners or necessarily even, you know, as employees, but to just to assist you to start this up, because I think there is a lot that this can do for you and for others. So it's just a matter of making sure you have, you know, the plan and how it's going to be seen and who it's going to be seen by, and, you know, just getting all of your connections together so that you can pull this off in a way that's going to be, you know, really, really amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
I thank you.
Okay. Let me know what happens.
It. Oh yeah, for sure. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, so our next caller is Ronette, also from Illinois.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, that was my nephew.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's funny.
I was just calling to see if you could answer some questions about my health and my career, my singing career.
Okay. I'm not the best on health, but give me an idea what's going on that you're worried about.
Okay. I have pyroderma in my leg, and they're trying to heal it and get me back on track. And I have a few other things going on where they have to remove a kidney that was messed up from prednisone because of my Crohn's disease. And I'm just wondering, is everything going to be okay when I, you know, be healthy through all this, get back on track? Be able to go
yeah, there's. I just. I'm getting that. You know, make sure that stress is not affecting you too much. And I know that is often a foreign concept to a lot of people. But what I'm getting then is, you know, find some practices that bring you into a space of peace. Now, when you ask about singing, obviously singing is something you are extraordinarily passionate about. So I hope that you are singing every day so that and not making it about necessarily becoming, you know, successful or seen or whatever. And I'm not saying that you won't, but I want you to do it just for the love of singing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I do understand
and
what that means.
There's something in your diet that you are not digesting properly, and it is causing some of the concerns that you're having.
Okay.
And I am not the best. I know next month I am going to be having a medical intuitive come onto the show, and he may be able to help you a lot better. So stay tuned to July, because I know I'm going to have him in July, and I may also have him in August. But I'm not the best in knowing what that is, but there is definitely something in your diet. And, you know, it makes me think of the three top things, which is wheat, dairy, and I'm getting corn.
Okay.
Sugar. So it's not necessarily that they're all a problem, but one of the things that you can often do when that is a problem is to, remove one from your diet for a little while, see what happens.
Okay.
If, you know, the most common ones are wheat, dairy, and sugar.
Okay.
And, you know, finding substitutes for that, like a spelt or something else other than wheat. And, you know, it's really hard depending on what your diet is like. You know, if it's a lot of processed foods, a lot of processed foods are, you know, in all of this. So, you know, just look at your diet. I'm going to answer quickly your next question because we're going to go on break. But you know what, honey? Just sing your heart out because I know something is going to come for you. I know obviously you're probably going to help your nephew since that's part of the business he's going to be in. And I think that, you know, you will be able to assist him.
Okay.
And I think I feel really positive that you could start doing some nice, you know, jazzy music. I just, there's something about you that I think will be quite successful when you do it from a place of your heart.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The I'm Thankful Network for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Leave. NewSkyRadio.com.
Itself down dust. I wanna be with you. I'm gonna be with you in the color.
You've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the times? In times like this, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this space. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of the work we do together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com, and I will create a program to assist you. So we are into June already, and it is Soul Purpose Month, and we were talking about how to connect your self-love and being authentic with your soul purpose. We have two callers right now. We have Josie from Illinois. Hi, Josie.
Hello.
How can I help you tonight?
Yes, I'm basically kind of like stuck between a rock and a hard place in regards to I'm basically at a job right now, and it's basically that, a job, where, you know, just to pay my bills and stuff like that, but I'm also trying to pursue a venture that I've been wanting to do for years. And I'm kind of leery on spending a lot of my time with the venture, but I know once I do, it's going to be something really big in regards to helping others and stuff like that. So I'm kind of confused on where to spend a lot of my time. Is it, you know, in regards to the job and making sure I have everything I need for, you know, for my bills and everything else? Or, you know, will it kind of, if I spend most of my time with the venture that I want to pursue, if I put all my time in that, I mean, I just want to know where it would go from there.
Okay. I honestly believe that what you're wanting to create is more aligned with who you are and what you're wanting. So the more energy you can put into that, the better. I would definitely, you know, stay with that's which paying you your bills and getting that all straightened, because there's nothing worse than having that fear of struggle and basic survival holding over your head. But I would definitely put as much time and energy into what you're wanting to create and allowing that to unfold the way it is meant to unfold, and just, you know, allowing your heart to just flow into that, because that is really, it's really what you are more aligned to do, and things will fall into place. I wouldn't, you know, I would continue with where you are. I continue, you know, letting that pay your bills for a little while, and just, you know, anytime that you can, anytime that you have available, just really allow that to start to flow into your life, because that's what will feed your soul and will eventually lead to much bigger opportunities.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we also have Celicia from Nebraska. How can I help you tonight?
Hi. I was calling because I recently have been thinking about relocating to Colorado, and I wanted to know if that would be a good idea.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about what's going on and why you're thinking that you'd like to move.
Just a change of scenery, kind of tired of being in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm on a new place, a better place to raise my kids.
Okay. I get that it'll be a good move for you. The only concern I have is that whether you're doing it to escape or whether you're doing it because you truly feel, you know, a connection with the area that you're wanting to move to. Because if you're just doing it for an escape, just really, you know, ask yourself, are you doing it out of fear? Are you doing it because this is something that your heart feels a connection to? I do think that you can find something in Colorado that will, you know, that you will enjoy. But I also think you could also shift part of where you are and, you know, not move as far away. But it really depends on, you know, part of why you're doing it. But what you've told me so far, you know, doing it for your kids and providing a better place for your children, and that's, you know, that's great. And I think, you know, definitely you can find something there that you will really enjoy, and it will be beneficial for everybody.
Okay.
Just be really aware and ask yourself always, you know, what would you do for love? Like, what would you do to, for yourself, for self-love, and what would you do, you know, how would you do it differently if you were doing it because your heart wants you to do it, because it's what you love to do? Okay. And as that becomes clearer, you will know exactly what you need to do.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have a great evening. Let me know what happens. Okay. So we have been discussing soul purpose and how it's connected to self-love and being authentic. We have a busy night tonight, but let's kind of recap. Like, we're looking at being authentic and how to bring ourselves into self-love. And, you know, self-love is the expression of our soul. Love is how our soul naturally resonates from. But we've become so narcissistic and selfish that, you know, we've shifted this energy towards self-love, and we feel it's, you know, a different thing. The question we should ask ourselves before we do anything is are we responding out of love or reacting from fear? And that's kind of what we just spoke about with our last caller. And we really only have the two choices, but we come up with the shoulds and the needs and, you know, the obligation, and we find it often hard to say no. And, you know, are we putting our own needs first? Are we taking care of us? You know, focus on what would bring you love, joy, happiness, what would be in our heart and our soul's desire. So for the month of June, we're going to be talking about soul purpose. So I invite you to give us a call all month long, and we will help you with your questions. I'm Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations, readings, remote healings, and clearing for your personal home and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening right on my site. My guest for tomorrow, June 3rd at 7 p.m. is Darwin Stevenson, is the author of Inspiration Divine. It'll be an interesting interview on enlightenment. And I have a free offer for a free email reading to the third person to email me at Lori@intuitivesoul.com. So Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, @intuitivesoul.com. Third person to email me will get a free email reading. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.